Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very happy to again be in the tower room of the air castle because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. While we are waiting for Clickety-Clack, the happy little, funny little wooden man who is only 1 foot high, and his little playmate, Bugler Murphy, and Happy Duck, and Boppo, and Yip, the little wooden dog, President Pip, and perhaps Mr. Shall we sing a little song? Perhaps they will hear us and come upstairs. We know a little song from Good Bird's opera, which some of the children have come to like very well, and it's the one about the sunflowers who sang as part of this opera, followed by a little song sung by the honeybees who came in. And it goes like this.
Out in the sun we sway all day long. Each flower a jolly good fellow. When day is done we stay where we belong, keeping our blossoms bright yellow. Then when it's day again, gladly we sway again, happy to play again where it's bright. Birds, bees and honeybees pass by our open eyes, filling our hearts with delight. Out in the sun we sway all day long, each flower a jolly good fellow. When day is done, we stay where we belong, keeping our blossoms bright yellow. Then when it's day again, happy we play again, gladly we sway again where it's bright. Birds, bees, and butterflies pass by our open eyes, filling our hearts with delight.
And that's the song from Good Bird's opera. Here he comes, clickety-clackety-clickety-clack. Little wooden man, 1 foot high. And his little friend, Bugler Murphy, is with him, we are quite sure. Oh, we're glad to see you. Oh, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy surely have beautiful costumes on today. Bright purple with a crimson helmet and a golden plume in the very top and golden boots. Aye, but President Pip surely has dressed you in elegant style today. And Bugler Murphy has his other little bugle, which he uses to call all of the people together. Clickety Clack thinks that's just splendid. I think Clickety Clack made Bugler Murphy a present of that, if I'm not mistaken. Well, hello, Boppo. Here is Boppo, funny little clown. Howdy-do, howdy-do. And President Aloysius Wimpleton Washington Lincoln McPip is on his way upstairs to join us. How about the salute, Bugler Murphy? On the new bugle. Play it on the new bugle. Hello, President Pip.
Well, howdy-do, howdy-do. Goodness me, Bugler Murphy, how did you happen to play that kind of a salute? Is that the right kind of a salute for me? I thought you knew the regulation salute.
Bugler Murphy, don't you know President Pip's salute? You forgot it.
Well, there's no nothing to cry about. I wasn't scolding you, only I wanted to just remind you a little bit. Well, now, that's more like it. You see, you have to be very, very careful about salutes. You know, there's a certain kind of... If you blow the wrong salute, I might think it was dinner time or something and go run into the kitchen. Or I might think maybe there was a letter for me from the land of every day, and if you blow mail call, I go running down to the... to see if the mailman wrote any letters and everything like that. But you know, or I might run out and stand at attention or something. You wouldn't want to see the president embarrassed, because there's nothing more embarrassing than to be embarrassed. What? Hello, Happy Duck.
Well, Happy Duck is here. And if I'm not mistaken, we have another friend coming up the stairs now.
Mr.
Our very good friend whom we brought from the jungle. And yep, the little wooden dog is with him, too.
Well, howdy do, Mr. Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, beautiful the bird is singing tree, and Mr. Feel too very, very good and too very, very happy. Jump, 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 happy, sing, bird in tree. Fine, nice, fine, good, beautiful, fine, nice, good, fine, beautiful.
Well, goodness me, I'm certainly glad to see you getting in the spirit of the air castle. I've been here quite a little while, and I've just been waiting for it to show on you.
And a fine, a beautiful flower, a pretty, and the bird a sing. Tweet, 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 sing a pretty flower. Fine for Mr.
Yes, well, I noticed that you're... By the way, we might as well go downstairs and listen to them singing. It's beautiful out in the courtyard today. And through the gate we can go to the formal gardens, or through the other gate to the informal gardens. There are birds in both of them.
I think that's very nice, President Pip, and Clickety Clack has taken the hint already, and he's on his way downstairs now.
Well, we'll soon be there. Be very careful, Clickety Clack. Oh, if you nearly fell down again, see? You have to be careful all the time, not part of the time. It's just that once when you're not careful that counts. So you have to be very careful all the time and not part of the time.
Giggle Murphy says he's careful all the time.
Happy Duck says he's careful all the time. Well, that's the way to talk. That's the way to be. And that's the way to act.
I think so too, President Pip. I try to be careful all the time.
Well, that's the way. Quack, quack, quack. Happy Duck goes the little red hat, the little red ribbon, and the little red boots. Oh, now open the gate, somebody, please.
My, it's lovely out here, isn't it?
Oh, no wonder.
One beautiful bird, a pretty bird, a pretty bird, a pretty bird. A fright to Mr. Sing a nice song. Good.
Oh, he's singing the song for Mr.
My, it's lovely here. Just see the fountain. Oh, isn't it pretty?
Oh, goodness me. Certainly, you're just spraying. Oh, it's lovely. All kinds of little spouts of water just... Oh, this is a beautiful place. Let's sit here on this bench, Story Man.
All right, President Pip. Isn't that breeze over the garden wall wonderful?
Yes, and scented with the scent of beautiful flowers. It's all scented with the scent of beautiful flowers. I wonder who sent it. Goodness me.
My. Let's all sit here and just see the beautiful garden and appreciate it lots, shall we?
All right, Story Man. This would be a pretty good place for you to be telling us a story of some kind.
Now, those little birds in the trees sort of remind me of a story. You know, President Pip, once upon a time, long, long ago, there was a very strange man who lived by a beautiful lake. He was a shepherd. He took care of all of his sheep. And there were many other shepherds who took care of their sheep nearby. And finally they began to get acquainted with this very strange man I'm speaking of.
And what was strange about him?
Well, you see, he loved the birds and the flowers. And he wasn't ashamed to admit it.
Wasn't ashamed? Well, now, that's an idea.
Loved the birds and the flowers and everything. Beautiful birds who sang songs to him, just as these do here for us. As the other shepherds nearby got better acquainted with him, they marveled at the things he would say. He would tell them stories and explain things about nature to them in a way which they could understand. And they grew to think a great deal of him.
And what happened?
More and more people became acquainted with him and were attracted to him because he was very kind, very thoughtful. And he used to do things to amuse them as well and to surprise them.
Yeah? What would he do?
Well, for instance, he could take a leaf that might fall from an olive tree, place it in the palm of his hand, and say to the others, "See, the wind is going to blow this leaf from this hand to the other."
Hmm. And did it?
Yes. Some of his friends were inclined to doubt him. They thought, "Oh, well, that's just a sort of a... that's just a... an accident." And he smiled, and he said, "Would you think it an accident if I should call one of those birds to take this leaf from my hand and fly into the air and bring it back and place it in my other hand?" And they said, "No." They shook their heads. And they said, "Of course, that is impossible."
"Yes?"
"But that's just what happened. A little bird fluttered down from the sky, picked the leaf out of his left hand, and flew up into the air and came back and placed the leaf in his right hand." This excited the people very much. So they went out and began to tell everyone they met about this very strange man and the things he could do and about the strange and interesting and beautiful things he would tell them.
Yes?
But one day, some robbers came near and they were taking some of the sheep away from the other shepherds, and they cried unto him, said, "You have done so many wonderful things. Cause some evil to befall these robbers."
And what did he say?
He said, "No. I cannot cause evil to overcome these robbers, but I shall go and speak to them."
Yes?
And that's what he did. But these men did not understand him, and they took him away. And he didn't return. At least, so far as they knew, for a long, long time.
Story man. Well, just see. No, I think that's quite a story. Well, that's just the way things go. And then, well, maybe he came back and they didn't even know who he was. Or something, you know. Strange things happen.
Yes, indeed, President Pip. There go the magic bells.
Bells.
Time for me to leave and go back to the land of every day again. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.